This is Krishna Book, Chapter 72, Scene 5. Bhima kills Jarasandha with a little help from Krishna, but it is the version that is found in the Mahabharata. Jarasandha had brahmanas utter auspicious Vedic hymns over him, and he smeared his body with sacred unguents that had been offered to the gods. Jarasandha then placed his son upon the throne and bound his own hair in a tight knot. As the sun rose, Jarasandha went out of the city along with Bhimasena, for whom Krishna had performed the propitiatory ceremonies in order to invoke the gods. King Jarasandha had two massive clubs fetched from his armory. The two fighters took hold of the clubs and entered a large roped-off arena just outside the city gates. They appeared like two mighty lions staring at each other in fury. At a signal given by a brahmana, they rushed at each other, shaking the earth with their steps. The two powerful heroes roared as they came together. They each swung huge blows, creating fearful sounds and a shower of sparks as their maces met. Wheeling and dodging, they resembled two dancers on a stage. Onlookers were dazzled by their expertise with the club. They smashed one another with all their strength, but neither gave way. Each was as powerful as 10,000 elephants, and they merely laughed as the mace struck them. Soon, both clubs were shattered, and they threw them aside, continuing the fight with their bare hands. They seized each other's necks and dragged one another around the arena. Each looked for an opportunity to throw his opponent down. Bhima grabbed his enemy, trying to crush him with his arms. Jarasandha broke free and swung out his leg, trying to unbalance Bhima. Sometimes they raised their arms, sometimes dropped them, and sometimes held them close. Lifting their fists, they aimed blows at particular parts of their opponent's body, and then suddenly brought them down somewhere else. The arena resounded with their shouts and the sounds of their slapping and punching. Both were expert wrestlers, and again they exhibited many wonderful movements. They clasped each other's arms and waist, pressing with great force. Roaring like clouds, they fought on relentlessly, like a pair of maddened elephants. By now, a large crowd had formed around the arena. Citizens of every class came to see the fight, and they gasped in astonishment as the two men grappled. The sound coming from the arena resembled claps of thunder or of a falling cliff. The earth shook violently as they rolled about, locked together. Neither showed any sign of fatigue as the fight continued throughout the day and up until sunset. As darkness fell, the fight was stopped until the next morning. Jarasandha invited Bhima and his two friends, Krishna and Arjuna, back to his palace and entertained them as honored guests. And even though they were enemies, Jarasandha felt duty-bound to respect them. The next morning, the fight resumed. And again, it continued throughout the entire day without either fighter gaining an advantage. And as evening fell, they again returned to the king's palace. In this way, The fighting went on for 27 days. Bhima began to feel it would never end. There seemed to be no way to overpower Jarasandha. And the king also felt respect for his opponent. After all, Jarasandha had never before been equaled in single combat. But it appeared that this Pandava was invincible. Then, on the 28th day, Bhimasena told Krishna, "My dear Lord, I must frankly admit I cannot conquer Jarasandha." However, Lord Krishna knew the mystery of Jarasandha's birth. Jarasandha had been born in two different parts from two different mothers, and when his father saw that the baby was useless, he threw the two parts into the forest. There, they were later found by a witch named Jara, who was skilled in the black arts. Jara managed to join the two parts of the baby from top to bottom. So knowing this, Lord Krishna therefore also knew how to kill Jarasandha. Krishna then hinted to Bhimasena that since Jarasandha was brought to life by joining of the two parts of his body, Jarasandha could also be killed by separation of these two parts. Thus, Lord Krishna transferred his power into the body of Bhimasena and informed him of the device by which Jarasandha could be killed. Krishna picked up a twig from a tree, took it in his hands, and bifurcated it. In this way, Krishna hinted to Bhimasena how Jarasandha could be killed. Informed by the hints of Lord Krishna, Bhimasena immediately took hold of Jarasandha's legs, throwing him to the ground. And when Jarasandha fell, Bhimasena immediately pressed one of Jarasandha's legs to the ground and took hold of the other leg with his two hands. Catching Jarasandha in this way, Bhima tore his body into two, beginning from the anus up to the head. Just as an elephant breaks the branches of a tree into two, Bhima separated the body of Jarasandha. The audience standing nearby saw that Jarasandha's body was now divided into two halves, so that each half had one leg, one thigh, one testicle, a half a backbone, half a chest, one collarbone, one arm, one eye, one ear, and half a face. King Jarasandha died with a scream that echoed throughout his entire city. The citizens were shocked by the cry, and they rushed to see what had happened. And they found Bhima standing over the two halves of the slain monarch, as all the citizens cried out, "Alas!" Although Jarasandha was killed, neither Krishna nor the two Pandava brothers made claim to the throne. Their purpose in killing Jarasandha was to stop him from creating a disturbance to the proper discharge of world peace. A demon always creates disturbances, whereas a demigod always tries to keep peace in the world. The mission of Lord Krishna is to protect the righteous and kill the demons who disturb a peaceful situation. Therefore, Lord Krishna immediately called for the son of Jarasandha, who was known by two names, Sahadev and Jayatsena. And with due ritualistic ceremonies, Lord Krishna asked Jayatsena to occupy the seat of his father and reign over the kingdom peacefully.